Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gerber Show live from Studio G right here in the heart of America, a wet, soggy America here. I'm Steve Gerber fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. I'm willing to tell you the truth when nobody else has the guts. I'll be brutally honest. So God bless America. Let's roll. Three things you need to know this hour. Number one, no surprise, puberty blockers could cause long-term fertility and health issues for boys. No kidding. Number two, that wolf shot in Michigan. Become national news now, and it's going to create problems for the shooter who we've been in touch with. And number three, on this free-for-all Friday, which, by the way, it is free-for-all Friday, 877-310-9966. Well, I want to share this with you. You can call in, share your voice, be part of the conversation right here, right now, 877-310-9966. We should be able to put that up on the screen here on our new streaming, right? Free-for-all Friday. At any rate, the VP of North America for the Goshen Company in Big Rapids. Boy, is he facing a blowback comparing the Chinese Communist Party to political parties in America. Of course, comparing the CCP to the Democrats anymore, not that far-fetched, now is it? Amidst the divided public regarding the ongoing development of the Goshen electric vehicle battery plant in Big Rapids, Michigan, Vice President of North American Operations Chuck Thelen hosting online town halls to talk about the project and try to convince people it's a good thing. The first one took place April the 8th, a couple of days ago, and addressed concerns from the public regarding the China-linked EV battery project. A virtual town hall meeting is a convenient, easily accessible way to get people and get their questions answered about the facility and learn more about the ongoing process and progress of our project, said Thelen. I'm looking forward to talking with people. The meetings will also be an effective way to reduce misinformation that continues to be spread about the facility. Okay, so far, so good. But according to former U.S. United States Ambassador Joe Sella, Thelen likened the CCP to other political parties like Republican or Democrat. For Chuck Thelen to support the brutal and genocidal CCP is by equating it to the Republican and Democrat parties is appalling and outrageous, said Sella. Monday's forum was an attempt to humanize the people behind this project and the regime the company has intertwined with, but it failed spectacularly and made worse with this horrific statement by Thelen, who has no clue the totalitarian CCP is responsible for the deaths of over 100 million people due to starvation, persecution, prison labor, mass executions. Yeah. All true. Chuck Thelen. Yeah. He's gotten himself into some hot water again. And he probably doesn't really care all that much now, does he? No, probably not. Let me see here. I was going to go to do a little sound for you here today. Again, Fridays are often just a cleanup day. You have to go back and say, okay, so much happens so often. I mean, I've got stacks of information around me. You know, crude oil production is declining. Labor groups in California demand that everybody get $20 an hour, even though it's caused mass layoffs. Liz Cheney, snubbed by the Gerald R. Ford Foundation. Biden's former chief of staff, Ron Klain, screaming with obscenities about get focused on the economy and inflation. I mean, all these things going on. Plus, you've got the trial of Donald Trump starting on Monday. You've got the ATF rules going to make everybody who owns a gun a criminal. All the cops are criminals and all the sinners saints, right? All right, so here's something big that happened yesterday. I want you to hear this. We've been meaning to play it. But like I say, so much goes on. But Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from New York, holding in a committee meeting, holding a conversation with Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, and says, we've got audio, don't we, of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter, hey, I just found all the classified stuff. New information, breaking news, bombshell. Hear it for yourself.
Are you aware, and this is breaking news right now, are you aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. Are you aware of that audio recording?
Again, I would just respectfully refer you to the special
counsel. No, I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI? You're either aware or you're not.
I'm aware. Am I aware of what now?
Whether the audio exists of Joe Biden saying in February 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote, to his ghostwriter.
Again, I'm just going to refer to the special counsel and his testimony and his report.
It sounds like you might be aware of it then. In front of...
There is an audio recording. I just found all the classified stuff. It's on tape, for God's sake. How many smoking guns do you need? I just found all the classified stuff for his ghostwriter. Unbelievable. What will happen? Apparently nothing. Apparently nothing. All right. Congressman Jamie Raskin, Democrat. You know, goofball. Still lying about ivermectin. Still, to this day. He was just yesterday on Capitol Hill lying about ivermectin, what it is. He was corrected by a guy who was on his side in this committee hearing. I want you to hear, because it's just really this long after the fact, you're still telling the same lies about ivermectin and COVID. Here it is.
The commissioner is the head of the Food and Drug Administration, and then we get a drive-by spray of propaganda, disinformation, and ideological attacks. So let me try to sort some of this out, and maybe we'll help to illuminate why we have a Food and Drug Administration rather than leaving it to politicians in state legislatures or in Congress to make decisions based on ideological whim. But let's start with ivermectin, which I believe is an animal deworming agent that some people were advocating for use to treat COVID-19. Has this been approved as a form of treatment or a cure for COVID-19?
Just lies.
No, it has not, if I may. I should also point out it also has benefit for humans with worms, which is a huge problem in Asia. So it actually won a Nobel Prize because it's an amazing drug both for animals and humans who have worms.
Thank you.
And there was a good reason to think it may work.
Yeah, I think there's a good reason to think it may work. It's a parasitic drug. It's an anti-parasitic drug. Won the Nobel Prize. It's a dewormer for animals. He is sitting there just lying. And he knows he's sitting there lying. Now, these people have no shame whatsoever. I think I can get maybe one more. I'm going to get Rashida Tlaib in here because we love her. Asked by Fox News about, you know, condemning the Death to America chance that happened last weekend in her district. Here's how it went.
Congresswoman Tlaib,
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
I don't talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chance of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not, listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist?
All right, enough.
Chanting death to America?
Yeah, she doesn't have the guts to tell the truth that this is the wrong thing. I just don't talk to Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News. All right, well, don't talk to Fox News, but the fact of the matter is this. Rashida Tlaib, they were chanting death to America in your congressional district, and you seem to be perfectly okay with it here in Michigan. That is an embarrassment. Shame has no place with Rashida Tlaib, apparently. She is not humble. She is not shamed by the behavior of her constituents screaming death to America. And if it's really that bad and you moved here, we invited you to move here, there's the exit. See you later. Coming up, Steve Doolin will be here. We're going to talk more about these gun control measures being passed by the ATF, not by Congress, but by rulemaking committees. I'll be back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.